This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. Joe Nelson is behind the glass. The nightly sports call comes your way after us. Andrew Filippone will be on there. I'm not sure about Bob Pompiani. He hosted his big golf outing today. Pony was out there live. Doing the show from 2 to 6, but I know Andrew will be on the nightly sports call this evening. The big news of the day in Pittsburgh sports, Mike Tomlin signing a 3-year extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He will be with the organization through 2027. With that being said, we go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we welcome in Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, your initial reaction when you heard the news, a 3-year extension for Mike Tomlin as Steelers head coach?
Not surprised, because Art Rooney told us this was going to happen way back in January at a season-ending news conference. To me, you just mentioned the news aspect of this. It's a 3-year deal. And next time we get to speak with Art Rooney or someone in the front office, I think the question is, why go 3 years when Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since 2016? To me, that's the big question. You know, we'll probably won't get a chance to ask that question until late summer, probably at some point during training camp. But to me, that's the unanswered question. Why the length? Why go 3 years instead of two when they haven't had that postseason success that Art and the fan base have wanted now for quite some time?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Ray? The fact that it is a 3-year deal, we thought maybe it would just be a 1 to 2 year extension for Tomlin. They're giving him basically through what would be his 20th season as the Steelers head coach if he goes all the way through this extension here.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting close to Chuck Knoll territory. Chuck Knoll coached this team for 23 seasons, and at that point he wasn't having the success that the Steelers wanted, and they told him it was time to retire. So, you know, obviously – Mike has now gone longer than Chuck Knoll did between playoff victories, but that doesn't really seem to matter. And listen, Donnie, I get it. They are always on the cusp of the playoffs or in the playoffs. We all know that Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season, but in the end, and I think Art made this abundantly clear in January, it's all about playoff success now. And I think Mike Tomlin has to get that done sooner rather than later. But there's no other way that you can look at this extension than it's a big vote of confidence for Mike Tomlin. They think he's the right guy to steer this ship back, to where it was when they were having a lot of success in winning championships.
Mike Tomlin is 20 wins behind Chuck Knoll when it comes to regular season victories. Knoll with 193 in his career, Tomlin with 173 so far through 17 seasons. Should we expect Mike Tomlin to pass Chuck Knoll and become the winningest coach in Steelers history?
I mean, it's certainly within reach. Listen, if you just average, a 500 season here or close to it over the next 3 years, he's probably going to get there. So, yeah, I think that's coming. No one who follows the Steelers or lives in Pittsburgh, thinks that means anything. I think it's all about Super Bowl victories. Right now he's tied with Bill Cowher with one. Even if he gets to Chuck Knoll's career wins total, it's not going to mean anything, Donnie, unless he wins another Super Bowl. So Mike Tomlin is certainly on a path to the Hall of Fame, but to me, he's quite a ways away from being in Chuck Knoll territory. That guy won four Super Bowls, had a ton of playoff success when he was the head coach of this football team.
I am under the assumption, Ray, that Mike Tomlin virtually has a lifetime contract with the Steelers. Like, the terms didn't even really matter to me. It was, in my mind, he will be their head coach until he doesn't want to be their head coach anymore. But do you actually see a world, a universe, where the Steelers would move on and fire Mike Tomlin as their head coach?
Yeah, I mean, fire before this contract is over, Donnie, I don't know about that, but maybe moving on at the end of this contract, if they don't have that playoff success, yeah, I could see that. But listen, Art Rooney and the Rooney family, going all the way back to the Chief, the founder of this team, for them, it's all about head coaching stability at the top. Chuck Knoll, 23 seasons, Bill Cowher, 15 seasons, and now Mike Tomlin, 18 seasons, and likely 19, 20, and 21 as well. So that's sort of their mantra. That's what they believe in. And they've had a lot of success with it. Now it's time for Mike Tomlin to finally deliver in the postseason again. I was looking up some research today, Donnie, when I was writing a story. 6-2 in his first 8 playoff games, 3-8 in his last 11 since 2011. That is not a good record.
Yeah, oddly enough, Ray, as much as we tout Mike Tomlin for the never having a losing season, he has a sub-500 playoff record in his career in roughly a full season's worth of games. I think that is something that should speak louder than what it seems to do.
Yeah, and listen, this last playoff loss with Mason Rudolph, a quarterback, late stage Ben, even 2020, when they got off to that great start, I don't think they were Super Bowl material that year. Maybe you say, hey, you should win a home game against the Browns. Okay, maybe they should have advanced that season. To me, when I look at Mike Tomlin's playoff record, I go back to 2014, 2015, 2016, and 2017 as the 4 years where they could have made hay and maybe had another Super Bowl run. That was the Killer Bee era with Ben and Martavis Bryant, and they just didn't have the defense to compete for championships in that era. And they had injuries. You know, Bell was injured in 14. AB had the concussion in 15. We could sit here. We could make excuses. I don't know what excuse you want to make for 17. But to me, when I look back on Tomlin and his tenure, I look back at that period, really a chance to win another Super Bowl, and they could never quite get it done.
Do you think it looks even worse on his ledger that some of these playoff losses have come against really inferior quarterbacks? I mean, you go back about a little under 15 years, a little bit more than a decade ago. Of course, that loss to Tim Tebow in Denver. Yeah. They get blown out, really, by the Ravens at home. Joe Flacco was their quarterback, but that was a game that was never really close in 2015. And they get They allow 40-plus points to Blake Bortles. They allow nearly 50 points to Baker Mayfield and the Browns. And then, of course, the guys who are really the class of the NFL, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, have their way with the Steelers' defenses. I mean, to me, that makes it a whole lot worse that some of those quarterbacks mixed in there really are not what you would consider elite players in the game's history.
Yeah. And some of those games were really non-competitive. I go back to that Browns game, the disastrous start, that they had. They've been falling behind in these playoff games. So there's a question there for me of, okay, you get to the playoffs, but why can't you get off to a good start and give your team a chance to win one of these games? So, you know, that's been something that's been missing here in recent years. I don't know what the answer is. Maybe Russell Wilson and a veteran presence will help this year. Going back again to 2020, 2021, I just don't think those teams were built. You look at those offensive lines and, you know, the guys who were playing in those games. I mean, it was, it was a mash unit because of injury. So, again, Donnie, we can go back and we can make excuses for all of this, but his record is the record. And his record in the postseason hasn't been good here for quite some time.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat reporter from the Post-Gazette, is our guest here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Ray, do you think that this team is, for the first time in a while, maybe the first time since the final elite years of Big Ben in 2017, 2018, you could argue 2020, the first time they are really built to have a legit contender in the AFC, or do you still see them as being pretty far away?
Legit contender. Let's see what they do at receiver, Donnie. To me, that's kind of a missing piece to their offense right now. I don't know if I can look at their offense and take them seriously right now with the receiving core that they have. And I understand Arthur Smith is running a run-based offense, and I think he's going to do a good job. But to me, this is still the NFL in 2024. You have to have, some semblance of a passing game to advance and have success in the postseason. I think the defense, listen, I've said this for the last couple of years now. How many years are you going to waste the prime years of T.J. Watt, of Cam Hayward? Cam's not even in his prime anymore. He's well past it. And Minkah Fitzpatrick. How many years are you going to waste, with those guys playing at their best and not advancing in the postseason? So, they're getting to the point now where TJ's over 30. Cam's certainly near the end here. If this isn't his last season, it's close to it. So this defense is built to succeed in the playoffs. I think they can do it. I just think the offense has to step up and give them a shot if they get there this year.
How close do you think they are with Cam Hayward on a deal of his own?
I don't know that they're all that close at all, to be quite honest with you, Donnie. I know for a fact they weren't close a week ago. I suppose something can happen here, during the week of mini camp or certainly, before training camp. But I don't get the sense that the Steelers feel like they have to do anything right here. I think if Cam wants to take a deal that's maybe, team friendly, then sure. But, if Cam is still talking about making top five defensive line money when he's 35, 36 years old, that's not going to happen. So I think Cam will have to maybe settle for something if he does get a new deal before the season starts. Otherwise, I'm not convinced that a deal is going to get done before the season.
Another Cam I want to ask about, we got the Cam Sutton reunion last week. How do you feel overall about this one, Ray? I mean, obviously we know what has been alleged against Cam Sutton, but the Steelers and Mike Tomlin, they love themselves a good reclamation project here. How comfortable do you feel that they are with Sutton to be a key member of this defense, even though he could be facing some discipline from the league and really outside of football too?
Yeah, well, I mean, those charges, I think, were pled down to misdemeanor charges, so he's going to have to deal with that. And, you know, he's obviously going to have to deal with the NFL offices and Commissioner Roger Goodell. But if you look at it, Donnie, it's a one-year vet minimum deal. Let's take away the off-the-field stuff for a minute and just say, hey, let's say he plays 14 or 15 games. Let's say he's suspended for a couple of games, then he's locked in as your slot corner for the rest of the season. I think that's a win for the Steelers. If you go back and look at when Cam Sutton was at his best, before the Lions asked him to be something he wasn't, he was a chess piece for that Steelers defense. He could play in the slot. He can play outside. He could even play safety. So the Steelers aren't going to ask him to play outside at all unless there's an injury. And if there is, he could certainly step in, I think, and do a good job. But he's going to go back to what he was from like 2017 until 2020, 2021 when he was here. He was a good, solid defender in sub packages in this defense, and that's going to be his role again.
Do you ever feel like, Ray, that fans especially, they sort of have like a fetish over nickel corners in the Steelers defense? I mean, I think back to a guy like Mike Hilton, good player, and, you know, given that he was undrafted, really good, given to what, you know, his expectations were in the league. Some people talk about him, though, like he was prime Rod Woodson when he played for the Steelers.
No, I mean, listen, Mike Hilton was a really good run defender. He could blitz off the edge and help you in the pass rush. You know, but he was an average cover corner, and that's ultimately the reason the Steelers let him go. And Cam Sutton really is the reason why they did that. You know, I think they feel like the Bengals maybe overpaid for him. I think Mike Hilton had a really good career with the Bengals. You know, I don't think that contract looks very bad at all. But yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, you know, I think nickel corners are somewhat overrated. But again, Donnie, when you look at, you know, the rates at which teams are passing the football nowadays, you got to be able to play with 5, 6, sometimes 7 defensive backs, you know, given the situation. So I don't think the Steelers are done. I look at the depth outside, Darius Rush, Corey Trice. Yeah, they're projects. They're big, tall guys. They like them. But to me, those guys have never played in the NFL in Trice's case, or have barely played in the NFL in Rush's case. And again, I think if you wanted to look at the defense and maybe, you know, nitpick them a little bit going into the season, I still think depth in the secondary is a big concern.
So do you think that they are currently looking outside, or this will be more of a, hey, let's see if there's any decent corners that get cut a la Joe Hayden, and we try to get a guy off the scrap heap right before the season?
Yeah. I mean, let's take a look at Corey Trice and Darius Rush for 6 weeks in training camp in the preseason games. And if they're not cutting it, it's waiver wire time. You know, they can go out, maybe make a trade, or if somebody is cutting you know, a better corner than Corey Trice or Darius Rush in September, they can hop on that guy, and, you know, that guy can come in and maybe be, you know, a part of this defense in 2024. I mean, they did it last year. Well, they tried to with a guy from Houston. What was his name, the slot guy? No, it didn't work out.
Oh, Desmond King.
But, yeah, Desmond King. It didn't work out, but, you know, there's all kinds of roster moves that are made after the waiver wire cutdown. So there's plenty of time for that, and there's plenty of time for them to look at Corey Trice, Darius Rush, and others in that defensive backfield.
I feel pretty good about their inside linebackers, and I would think that I'm not alone in that thought. But Cole Holcomb, do you think that he will fully recover from that nasty injury of last season?
Listen, Donnie, every time I see Holcomb, he's in the weight room. He hasn't even progressed to on-field activity unless he's doing it out of the eyes of reporters when practice is going on. So if he's not at that point in training camp 6 weeks from now, then, you know, I think the percentages of him, you know, being a guy they can count on in September and October go down quite significantly. So, you know, we'll see where he is once Latrobe starts. I got a feeling he's going to start on the PUP list, and we'll see where he goes from there. But, you know, I always go back. There's a reason they signed Patrick Queen to the richest free agent contract in franchise history. There was a reason they went out and got Peyton Wilson. Now you have three solid linebackers to fill in there, two good starters and one backup in Peyton Wilson. That's because Cole Holcomb, they're hoping, can maybe come back at some point, but I don't think they're counting on him.
When it comes to Mark Robinson, do you think he is closer to being just a backup of the inside linebacker group or more of a cut candidate as we get closer to camp in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I still think as long as he can, you know, provide on special teams. And listen, you know, wrote about this last week. I mean, special teams is changing too because, you know, of the new kickoff rule. And, you know, we don't know the types of body types that Danny Smith and the Steelers are going to want for that play. You know, I can envision some teams going smaller and quicker for that play, and I can imagine other teams going big and making that kind of like a rugby play and, you know, getting extra yardage there. So special teams is such a big part of it. If you're the fourth or fifth inside linebacker, you got to be able to be effective on special teams. So, you know, I don't know that I'm predicting that Mark Robinson's going to be cut, but he better have a role on special teams if he wants to be on this 53-man roster.
I know I'm getting in the weeds here when it comes to defensive linemen, but somebody that I was concerned about last season for really not getting a helmet down the stretch was DeMarvin Leal. He seems to be somebody, Ray, on the chopping block that you might want to consider like a cut candidate as we get close to the season.
Yeah, I mean, put up or shut up time, right? You know, I don't know that they would cut him 2 years after they drafted him. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they would. I mean, they just did it with Kenny Pickett, so maybe they would do it with, you know, DeMarvin Leal. It's a big year for him. You know, the team wants him around 295, 300 pounds. I got the feeling that from talking to DeMarvin early in OTAs that he was out of shape early in his career. You know, from my vantage point, watching him in camp last year, he was out of shape again. He was overweight. So, you know, maybe he could figure it out in year three, but if not, they're going to have to roll with Isaiah Loudermilk. They had just invested a sixth-round pick in Logan Lee. They went out and got Dean Lowry. I think the reason they made all those moves is because Leal hasn't come along. And, you know, going back to Cam Hayward, this is part of the reason Cam Hayward probably feels like he's got some leverage on the Steelers. They have not drafted well. They have not developed well on the defensive line in the past half decade or so.
Ray, just one more serious one for you. Brian Batko, your colleague at the Post-Gazette, he joined me a couple of weeks ago. He's pretty adamant that Pat Freiermuth will get an extension at some point this offseason. So he's another candidate to get a deal from the Steelers. Do you feel the same way that Brian does, and what do you think that those terms could look like?
Yeah, I think he's the only player who's up for an extension. And, you know, in terms of what it's going to look like, they'll probably do a 4-year deal. I would say 12 to 13 million a year. You know, if Pat's not happy with that, then maybe the deal doesn't get done. But it seems like Pat wants to be here. I think the Steelers want him here, and I think that'll be a storyline for training camp. I think eventually that deal will get done, yes, before the season starts.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Ray, thanks for taking the time.
All right. Anytime, Donnie. See you.
There we go. One of the best guys out there, Ray Fittipaldo. Check out his stuff at the Post-Gazette. Longtime Steelers scribe over there. 412-928-9370. If you want to join in on the conversation, I want to get into some of the stuff that Ray talked about coming up next. Then we also, once we get to the 9 o'clock hour, we'll dive back more into what happened yesterday at PNC Park and why some things went south for the Buccos. Coming up in a little bit as well, Joel, it's another edition of Has Joel Seen Me? We're going to have that coming up in a little bit because there's a special anniversary in the TV world we have to get to. Joel's pick also in the 10 o'clock hour as we finish things up. Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee. unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to Cookin' Joe, or listen to Cookin' Joe. That hasn't been a show in about 4 months. Listen to the Joe Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Donnie Football with you tonight until 10:35. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. Joel, have you ever been to the Baseball Card Castle up in Cranberry?
I have not, so I should probably go make a trip to that sometime.
I actually haven't personally been there either. I've talked to the general before. I have multiple friends who have gone up there, though, and they tell me all the time, like, dude, you have to get up there. You will love it. I have two very good friends who, you know, they like to collect, I would say, smaller scale memorabilia, not like your super expensive stuff, but you know, they'll find cards or bobbleheads, things of that nature, and they think that that place is a little slice of heaven up in Cranberry. So I have to go visit the general with those guys at some point. I know that Joe has done multiple shows up there in the last few years, and every time the general calls in every week with Joe, I happen to be on my way into the office, and I am always very interested in what his card of the week is. And I know he lets, you know, everybody gets a guess in there, but I'm always genuinely interested, like, all right, like, what's he going to go with this week? And then sometimes he throws in a double, sometimes he tosses in, like, a third card. Like, I think last week was Ohtani because the Dodgers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not always going to be, you know, a Pittsburgh athlete. That's another really cool element behind taking a guess at Starkey's Card of the Week.
Yeah, so I got to get up there at some point. Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette just joined us a little bit ago. Ray always has some great insight on the Steelers, and you know, he reacted to the Mike Tomlin extension news. A little bit surprised on Ray's end that it was a 3-year extension of Mike Tomlin. He said that just shows the amount of confidence they have in Mike Tomlin going forward. Tomlin began his head coaching career with the Steelers 35 years old. He is now 52 years old. This will be his age 52 season as a head coach. Joel, here is something a little bit odd to me, and I brought it up earlier tonight, and I don't know if it's just me personally or if you feel the same way on this. It's weird to me whenever I think that Mike Tomlin is older now, by multiple years, mind you, than what Bill Cowher was when he retired as the Steelers head coach.
Yeah, that is a little interesting, isn't it?
Like Cowher retired at like 49 years old. He was also a very young hire at the time in 1992. And maybe it's because I was a kid that whole time. And, I mean, I wasn't even born yet whenever Cowher was hired following the departure of Chuck Knoll. But then, you know, after the 2006 season, Bill Cowher calls it a career. I was only 11 years old during that season. So maybe that's why I feel differently about it, looking at it from a skewed view. But it is just weird to me that Bill Cowher was like 3 years younger than what Mike Tomlin is now when he decided to hang it up. But Ray, again, a little bit surprised by the length of the deal. And I thought something that he said was pretty interesting. I brought up how Mike Tomlin was only 20 wins away from Chuck Knoll. And Ray wisely made the comment, well, until he starts winning Super Bowls, having that record won't really matter. And that's hard to argue. I mean, Mike Tomlin could have 100 more wins than Chuck Knoll. And Joel, I don't think anybody would put Mike Tomlin over Chuck Knoll on an all-time list. I mean, if he finished, let's just say for the sake of argument, who knows how much longer he would have to coach for. But let's say Tomlin, his winning percentage and his overall wins, they blow Chuck Knoll out of the water. Let's say Tomlin ends up with something like 250 wins by the time he's done. Now, he'd have to coach for a handful of more years for that to take place. But just for the sake of argument, he has that, but he does not have any more Super Bowls to his ledger. I don't know about you, but I would be on the side of Chuck Knoll, and I don't think many people would be on Mike Tomlin's side there. He could have 50 more wins than Chuck Knoll. If he has one Super Bowl compared to four, I think it's an easy choice for people.
I would agree on that. It's really hard to win Super Bowls, so the fact that Chuck Knoll won four of them, Mike Tomlin in, what, probably 15 to 20-something seasons with the Steelers, maybe even more than that, were to only get one, yeah, that's a pretty doggone easy choice.
Yeah, I mean, he's 17 years in right now, three-year extension. He will be the Steelers coach for a full two decades by the time this new extension is done. Chuck Knoll was the Steelers head coach for 23 years. So he wouldn't be far off from what Chuck Knoll did. He'd only be a few seasons off from where Chuck Knoll was as a head coach. Something else Ray mentioned, asking him about Cam Hayward. As of last week, Ray said that they did not seem to be very close on a deal. He's not sure where they are right now, right this minute, on a deal, but a little bit surprising that he doesn't seem to think that they are anywhere close on one. Now, these types of things can sometimes come out of nowhere, really out of thin air, like, oh, we didn't even think they were close on something, and all of a sudden a deal is made, the paperwork is signed, and an extension is had. That can happen sometimes. And I wouldn't say that I'm concerned yet with that being the case with Cam Hayward. I do find it a little bit obscure that he was at the facility last week, working out, doing on-field drills, and not having a deal. I can't imagine that an agent would be too thrilled about something like that. And I know that the argument could be made, like, well, I mean, how hard was he really working? You know, how much was he really pushing himself? Listen, sometimes it doesn't matter. And especially with a player who is in moving into his late 30s, you never know when you can tweak something in any sort of team workout. So you got to be careful on Hayward's end that nothing happened there. And I think that it was a little bit telling from him last week in his return when he first sounded to me, this was the first time, at least in my opinion, where he sounded like a guy that would accept the fact that he may have to play with another organization, that he may not end his career in Pittsburgh. It may be one of those funny images that we look back on in Steelers history down the line, where it's Franco Harris in a Seahawks uniform. Him talking last week, that was the first time I got the sense that maybe he does actually have the thought in his mind that he may have to play elsewhere. I think people get caught up a little bit too often, like, oh, this guy won't ever leave. And I know with a player like Cam Hayward, it can be easy to think so, because off the field, he could not be a better dude for the community. Or if you meet the guy in person, he could not be a better guy. And you would think, this guy wouldn't leave this town. This guy belongs here. This guy's part of us. At the end of the day, it's all a business. It's all a business. And if the best business move for Cam Hayward doesn't come in Pittsburgh next, that may be a sad reality that some of us have to face. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in on the fun. We will have a score update from Florida coming up next. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final is underway. There is a goal on the board. We will get into that coming up next. Also, a big anniversary in the world of television that I want to touch on in a few minutes. Top of the hour, we will get to what happened yesterday at PNC Park. The Pirates unable to complete the sweep of the Minnesota Twins. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Donnie Football with you until 10:35 tonight. We have an update. Stanley Cup Final, Game 2. It is a 1-0 lead for the Edmonton Oilers. Matthias Ekholm with the lone goal in this game. The 34-year-old defenseman has netted one. Shockingly, a couple of guys who are plus one in the game, Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. McDavid had the helper on the goal. Only two shots on goal for Edmonton in this game, one of them in the back of the net. So Sergei Bobrovsky will not have a performance like he had the other night. However, it won't be a shutout, but who knows? Maybe he won't let in anything the rest of the game. So Edmonton leads it 1-0 in Game 2. They trail 1-0. We'll keep tabs on that game as the show goes on tonight, since we have roughly 90 minutes left. We won't reach the end of the game while we are on air together, but we can keep you updated if you're out and about on this somewhat chilly June evening. It might not be a fan or air conditioning night. It might be a window open type night. Something that happened 17 years ago tonight, and I have Joel Nelson with me behind the glass, and Joel, pretty infamously here at the station, not much of a movie watcher, not much of a TV show viewer. And I think we've gone over this show before. Joel, 17 years ago today, the Sopranos finale aired on HBO. And it had, in my opinion, one of the more ingenious endings in television. Now, I haven't seen every show to ever air, and I won't ever come close, but this one certainly had some controversy, and I feel as if it was a smart one. So it's the end of the show. Don't Stop Believing is playing. The family is enjoying a nice little basket of onion rings, which they say were the best in the state. And the daughter, Meadow Soprano, she's the last one to enter the scene. As she walks through the front door, the last image of the show you see is Tony looking up, then it just goes black. And that's how the show ends. People thought at the time that, like, their cable had cut out. People thought, like, oh, my TV just broke, or I just lost power.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.